Okay, so today we're going to be learning, continuing in Siman Reish Samech Ches, learning Se'ifim Gimel, Dalid, and Hey. So, page 86. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Im ha'yusavar shu chol, if a person thought that it was a weekday, v'hiskel adayta duchol, so he started davening Shmoneh Esrei thinking that it's a weekday. U'miyak shamar tevis ato, niskar kodem shamar chonein, and right after you said the word ato, before you said the word chonein, you realize, uh-oh, it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. Havli hiskel b'shul chol v'gomaros ha'bracha. That's considered as if you were halfway through the bracha v'atachonein, so you finished that bracha v'atachonein. Aval, im ha'yodea shu Shabbos, but if you realized the whole time that it was Shabbos, v'shalo b'kavani hiskel tevis ato, and it's just that you were on autopilot, so you started saying the word ato, even though you knew that it's Shabbos, afilim u'bitfilah shachar, she'enu pasachas ba'ata, enu gom birchas atachonein. Even if you're davening shachris, which the next word in Shemona Esrei, in shachris on Shabbos, is not ata. By Mincha Maariv, the next word actually is ata. But in Shachris, the next word is actually not ata. You do not finish with ata chonein. Dechashvina leketa b'tfila Shabbos bein zol lezu. We view it as if you accidentally said you accidentally started saying Shabbos Mincha when it was really Shabbos Shachris. Or you accidentally started saying Shabbos Maariv when it was really Shabbos Shachris. Darei yachal omar ata k'dashta. O ata echad. Because the word ata begins that bracha in Mincha and Maariv. Right? It's as if you started saying Ata Gidashta or Ata Echad. So again, if you thought that it was a weekday, so then when you said the word Ata, that's like starting Ata Chona and you just keep going. Says the Mishnah Brura, is that regardless of whether it's Shachris or Mincha Maariv? Sa'ain Beis Yosef Tesfir Lei Dafil Barvus Mincha Shiachal Lasayim Ata Gidashta Ata Echad Mikal Makom Kibitch Kav Nasa Yosef Tzil Schal Mikri Yischad Lashol Chol Vagomer Birkos Ata Chona. That the Beis Yosef writes that even if Ata isn't the wrong word, it's the proper word because it's Maariv, it's Mincha, it could have been Ata Gidashta. It could have been Ata Echad, but you in your mind thought that it was a weekday, and therefore you thought you were starting Ata Chonein. You finish Ata Chonein. You go through the whole bracha of Ata Chonein. The Magen Avram cholik alav. Magen Avram disagrees. The Sfir Lei Dafka B'Til Shachris Sheinu Maskel B'Tevis Ata Uminkar B'Diburushu L'Shem Chol. Then no, only on Shachris, where Shachris doesn't start, the next bracha doesn't start with the word Ata. And if you said the word Ata, that shows that you thought it was a weekday. That's where you finish up Ata Chonein. Avol Barvus Mincha, but when it's Maariv or Mincha, kivin de lo minkar b'diburo, since it's not evident from the word that you're saying, lo mikri al dei zeh hischa b'shalchol, we don't call that you started a weekday bracha, v'yomer ata kedashta, v'ata echad, you would just continue with the regular nusach of that tefillah, v'chein da suprim gadim adar chachayim, and that's the opinion of not only the Magen Avraham, but also the Prim Gadim and the Nasivis in his Derech HaChayim Siddur. Siv katan zayin, v'shalo b'kavana, ratzalomer shenichshal b'lushon ha'machmas hargelu duchol. You knew that it was Shabbos, but you just were on autopilot. Avalon is kavin l'shem tefilas chol. You weren't trying to daven a weekday Shemona Esrei. Lekach lo chashvin le kehischel tefilas chol. So we do not consider that as if you started a weekday Shemona Esrei. V'dafkim hischel rak tevas ata. But that's only if all you said is one word, ata. Avalomar at chonein. The second you said the second word, chonein, shemuchach shul l'shem chol, which makes it very evident that it's a weekday Shemona Esrei. Avgav sheirak mach mashenich shabul shono. Even though it's only because you were on autopilot, Gomer Kolos HaBracha, you still conclude that entire bracha, like we learned in the previous sif, that if you start in the middle of a bracha, that's a weekday bracha, and it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, you finish that entire bracha. Sivkat and Ches, Techashvin Alei, Lefi Debetevas Ata, Inum in Karshu L'Shem Ata Chonein, since in the word Ata, it's not recognizable, it's not obvious, that you're saying it for the sake of Ata Chonein, Dari Yacholomar, Tekidash of Yata Echon, Vizau, Kavanas HaRamash HaSiyem, Dari Yacholomar, because it could have just as easily been Ata Kidash or Ata Echon, and that's what the Rambam means when he says, oh, because you could have just said Ata Kidash or Ata Echon. Val Kenan, therefore, Dino Kamoshima and therefore the halacha would be as if you had started right now in the time of Tefillah Shachris, Ata Kedasha Ata Echad, meaning it would be as if during Shachris you accidentally started saying the nusach of the Mincha Shmona Esrei, the posik where the halacha is you stop, umaskal take of Yismach Moshe, and you just adjust to Yismach Moshe, to the proper nusach. V'achanai mikshomer ata, havi ko'omer, Ata Kedasha, posik umaskal, Yismach Moshe, v'lavi ko'omer ata chonu in the Gemara Bracha. So we don't view it as if you started Atachonin to finish the Bracha, because you knew that it was Shabbos. So you just stop where you are and say Yismach Moshe, go into the proper Nusach HaBracha. Si'if Talib, Misha spelled Tefillah Shel Chol b'Shabbos. Let's say you daven the whole Shemoneh Esrei, all weekday Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos. V'lo Yizkar Shel Shabbos. You never mentioned a word of Shabbos in your Shemoneh Esrei. Lo Yatzah. So then you're not Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. V'im Hizkar Shel Shabbos b'Tok Shemoneh Esrei, Alf Bi Shelo Kava Bracha l'Shabbos Yatzah. If you mentioned Shabbos somewhere along the way in Shemoneh Esrei, even though you didn't say a separate bracha for the sake of Shabbos, you're Yotzei. Says Rama Uba Musaf Afilu Lo Merak Nasal Fenechas Chavseinu B'Tmidei Yom Uba Karban Musaf Yatzah. And by Musaf, even just mentioning that there are karbanos of Musaf without mentioning that it's Shabbos, you're Yotzei as well. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Shel Chol B'Shabbos Vim Safik Lo Mispal Shel Chol Lo Shel Shabbos Gamkin Sarach Lachzar. If you're not sure whether you said a weekday or a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, so then you also have to go back to Mistam Mispal Shel Chol Kamoshu Ragil, because we assume that you did what you're habituated to do, which is normally to say a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Now this is always tricky. What do you mean not remember? You ask me 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later, do I really remember? An hour later, 2 hours later, do I really remember? So if you know that you had planned on saying Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, then you could assume you said Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. This means you mamish were totally in space the whole day and you have no clue what you actually said. That there's a real Leidas HaSafik. So then we assume that you were on autopilot. So Lo Yotze, if you didn't mention Shabbos at all, you're not Yotze. V'uadin b'yom tov afil b'yom tov sheni. Same is true in Yom Tov and Yom Tov Sheni. If you accidentally said a weekday Shemoneh Esrei in Yom Tov and didn't mention Yom Tov at all, you're not Yotze. You need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei in the proper Shemoneh Esrei. Rak v'na'ase ratzolomer shomer bachzman al brachzi yiratzon shnasel v'nechel v'chulei v'koshkin imamar anusuch shal musuf kalach rak shechisra psukim shal karbanos diyotze. Certainly, if you said the nusuch of the musuf and you just left out the psukim of the karbanos, you're for sure Yotze. Meaning it counts as having mentioned Shabbos if you pretty much mention anything about the fact that there's a musaf. Si'if hey. So you davened the whole weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Didn't mention Shabbos once. So im akar raglav, if you've already stepped out of your Shemoneh Esrei, you took your 3 steps back, chozer l'rosh. Then you got to repeat Shemoneh Esrei like we said in Sif Dalit. Vim lo akar raglav, but if you have not yet stepped out of Shemoneh Esrei, afal pi shesiyim tefilas, even though you said all the words of Shemoneh Esrei already, einu chozer l'shal Shabbos. Then we go back to the Sif Gimel halacha. Then you just go back to the bracha that relates to Shabbos and start from there. As far as the Shliach Tzibur, that's back in Siman Kuf Chavav. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. If Katan Yud Beis Lo Akar Aglav, so if you have not yet been Akar Aglav, Ein Lo B'Siman Kuf Yitzayin Sefer Mishnah Berurah Sham. So he points you back to earlier on where he says that if you said Elokai Netzorim Yilu Ratzon, that's considered that you finished your tefillah even if you were not Oker Raglav. And if you say Yilu Ratzon before Elokai Netzor, that doesn't count, even though, because you can say Yilu Ratzon again at the end of Elokai Netzor. But again, if you said Elokai Netzor even if you didn't take steps back, that's considered that you finished Shemoneh Esrei, right? And therefore, you're going to have to repeat the whole thing. Sifkat in Yud Gimel, L'shal Shabbos, V'afilu Niskar Koda Modim. Even if you remember before Modim, Lo Yichlal Osa Ba'avoda, Lo Marat Sevenom L'chsein B'yom HaShabbos. Do not just incorporate the Shabbos into the bracha of Ritzei, of Modim, or into the bracha of Ritzei. Rather, go back and say the actual proper nusuch of the bracha you're supposed to say. L'chalchil Tzarech Lom, Bracha L'kdush Siyom. L'chalchil, you're supposed to have a special bracha designated for Kedush Siyom. But the Avid Yotze, if you mention Shabbos in any other way, you're still going to be Yotze. So to review what we learned today, we said that if you said the word Ata, thinking that it's a weekday, so finish Ata Chonein if it's Shachris, and it's Machlokas if it's Mincha Marv, whether you should finish Ata Chonein. If you knew that it was Shabbos when you said the word Ata, then you for sure don't finish Ata Chonein. Not Shachris, not Mincha, not Marv. You just say the proper Nusach of what you're supposed to say for that tefillah. Then second thing we learned is if you said the full weekday Shemoneh Esrei and a Shabbos Uyantav, without even mentioning Shabbos at any point or Shemoneh Esrei, Or even if you just don't remember which Shmona Esrei you said, then you're going to need to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei. And third thing we said, if you haven't yet stepped out of Shmona Esrei and you realize that you said the weekday Shmona Esrei, and by having yet stepped out, it means also haven't yet said Elokein and Tzara and Ratzon, so then you go back to the middle bracha instead of repeating the entire Shmona Esrei. But once you have stepped out of Shmona Esrei, then you're going to have to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei. So Bez Hashem, on Sunday, Tzom Gedalia, we will continue with, or Motzei Tzom Gedalia more likely, we will continue with Si'if Vav. Everyone have a Chsiv Chsim Tova, good Kabban Shtiyar, and a wonderful day.